What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? And then we have a special guest all week. We have Miss Aisha Hollins. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So Aisha is the founder and CEO of Dorensic Technology. She's also a fractional CISO. I know I was going to butcher it. Fractional CISO. She is an author. So we will talk about her book as well. And she is also a pioneer in digital forensics. So she many more titles, right? Like I'm definitely going to have her LinkedIn bio on here as well for people to tune in. But she is an amazing person within this this field, as well as amazing to have come back on our show again, right? So check us out on season one. I have an interview with Aisha, as well as she was our co-host for I believe an entire week in season one, and then a couple times here and there as well in season one. But we have her for the entire week, so we're thankful to have booked her to be on the show. And then we will focus our energies for this week on all of her projects that are coming up. So definitely check out all the links that you'll find attached to these episodes, and then continue to listen throughout the week, because there'll be more that we will reveal about her upcoming projects. So that's the hook to keep you guys going. So Monday and Tuesday are topics, Wednesday's discussion, and then Friday we talk about everything else, right? So but all that will be focused on Aisha. So thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. So we want to talk in this episode about your book, so Technology Guide to Divorce. It is a series, the first one being this one centered on divorce and what all that entails. But I don't want to take any of your shine away. I want you to kind of describe to us what the guide is about, how the series will, you know, move forward from here, and then any other little nuggets of wisdom you want to drop. But they got to buy the book. I'm sorry, you can't get. She's not going to talk about the whole book. So, but yeah, let us know. Like, what was the inspiration behind writing the guide?
Oh, thank you so much. Let's see, the inspiration behind the guide. That's a great question. Unfortunately, my own divorce, right? So what, you know, I guess I've, as you know, I've worked in digital forensics, I've worked in cybersecurity. So as far as, you know, when it comes down to knowing certain things along the way, I thought I was pretty cyber savvy, right? It's like, you know, as you start going through certain things, you're not thinking. And then even when I, you know, when I met with my attorney, much like what's going to happen with anybody going through the process, right? You're going to meet with your attorney and they're going to tell you, you know, the top things, right? Change your password and don't say, you know, don't say and do ugly things on social media, right? Let's not do that. Let's stay away from those things, right? And then as you start going through the process, there are things that are going to happen. And it doesn't mean that the person, in some cases, maybe the person is being facetious, right? And in some cases, it's just, these are just things that you're not thinking. You are already in a mindset of I'm separating, right? I'm separating from this person. I'm separating our assets. So we'll talk about where does the bank account go? Where does the, you know, who gets the house, or are we selling the house? But then we fail to have those conversations with regards to who gets the routers, who gets Alexa, who gets, you know, where are the passwords stored? You're on Amazon. And so we'll freeze certain things, right? Sometimes when you're going through a divorce, you might freeze your bank account. But what happens when that person maliciously jumps on, you know, Amazon and just orders up a bunch of stuff, because they still have access? Because as I'm going through that process, I didn't necessarily think about those things, right? Nobody pre-warned me to think about it. And so I didn't think, right? And so the other part, as I begin to just kind of look and I'm having conversations, because it's everything in this book has, it's not all me, right? So that's the other thing. I have to put that disclaimer in there, right? It's like, all this happened to you? No.
Gotcha.
I do have other clients that we were working with, right? It just kind of brought things to mind. But for me, it became, it was an aha moment. If I could get God and I know the things that I know, I think I'm pretty savvy, right? Then what happens to the common person who's not thinking and nobody's warning them? I say this all the time. If you've been married for any length of time, right? What is the likelihood that you're going to know what my maiden name was or where did we meet? Or so all of the preset security questions, what's my first pet? All of these things, how do you retract that information from someone you were married to or in some type of a long-term relationship with, right? Also, if you and I are married or in a long-term relationship, you kind of know how I think about doing our passwords. We probably talked about it. So even if I went and I changed my password, how likely are you to be able to guess it? Because you know how I think. So the technology guide to divorce was birthed just from those simple questions, right? Am I thinking about how do I change before as I'm separating? Don't just think about money. Don't just think about, right? Then there's also, as I'm going through, do we have kids? Are we talking in a way? Am I protecting our communications where they are admissible in court? Because we can get caught up in a whole lot of stuff, saying a whole lot of stuff, and now it's inadmissible because we didn't do it on the right platforms. Mm-hmm. So I began to have those conversations, and because these are things that are like really, they're near and dear to my heart, not just because I went through them, but you know, we think a lot about what we do as a profession. We fail to think about ourselves as humans walking around, right? And so how do I make sure that I don't lose my humanity or that I don't lose who I am in the process because I cannot rewrite the back script of who I am, if that makes sense.
It does.
So we wrote the book and published it. And as you were saying, that it is a series because our next one that's coming out. So it's basically Technology God. I started with divorce. It was a part of my healing journey. It was a part of how do I give back? You know, a lot of times I tell people there are things that we go through in life that they're not the journey is yours, but the story doesn't belong to you. You went through it because you could endure it and you could come out on the other side better and help somebody else on the other side. Right.
Right.
And then somebody else that would go through the same thing you were going through, they could never make it out. And so I went through some things maybe so that somebody else did not have to take the same journey. Next book is, of course, Technology Guide to Succession. It's the same. We don't have those conversations around. We have you'll go and you'll write your will and you'll prepare for after, you know, after loss of life. But we live in a digital world, right? So loss of life means what? Where are your passwords? Because now how do I get to those bank accounts for mom and dad? How do I make sure that the attorneys and or the financial advisors aren't pulling our leg about what was left to us? Because we can't seem to find where things were. We have multi-factor authentication set up, but we don't have a remediation plan that is in place. So next for us will be the Technology Guide to Succession from their social media, from their partnerships, because it's funny, we had everybody, they went up in arms behind divorce when I started talking divorce, and they were like, oh no, right? And it's, well, you also have to talk your technology before you get married, right? Any type of a partnership where you're marrying yourself together, you're saying that I trust you enough to bring you in, but what does that process look like? How do I make sure that I'm not being sneaky, but I'm also keeping my identity? Maybe the us has its own identity and the me keeps an identity so that when I do separate, I don't have to work as hard about things that I wasn't thinking about.
No, that makes sense. Like, so that's great. Like, so when it comes to the series, what do you think your cadence is going to be?
Oh, how do you mean?
So you're very busy. Like, so have you started to...
Like, how often are you going to...
Yeah, have you already started a draft? Do you think it'll be a couple years from now? Like, what's your projection?
So the technology guide to divorce, believe it or not, has been out for a year. I just didn't do a good job of, you know, as you said, very busy. But the technology guide to succession is already, it should be out end of this year, start of 2024 is our goal. As you said, so we have this one and it's already out. And then I went and I started working on another collaboration. As soon as I wrote, my publisher had another, they were doing another scary book story.
Okay.
And so there was synergies there. And he was like, I have another project. Are you interested in? And I was like, sure.
Okay.
And so then I jumped on that one. So that was Scary Stories That We Tell in a Boardroom. And that one is due out in October. So it kind of threw me off track for Technology Guide to Succession. But we are, my hope or my goal is at least every year that we put one of them out.
Got you. No, that is amazing. So this one's already out. Like you said, it's already out there in the wild. Definitely want people to go purchase it. So I'm pretty much aware that it's available wherever you you kind of purchase your books. So your Barnes and Nobles, your Amazons, things of that nature.
Yes. So if you go to our landing page, so we did, it's technologyguidetodivorce.com, right? So you can buy direct from us. Yes, you can get it at on Amazon. So you can get the hardback. You have to order from us because we did not store those. You can get softback and you can get ebook, right? You can get our ebook also from our website. And then we are for the full month of July and August, we'll be in the bookstores in Dallas, Texas. It's called Black Lit. So it's a Black owned bookstore in Dallas that actually promotes Black authors. And we're so very excited about that. So we'll have the book in that bookstore. And then in August, we will have a book signing. So we're going to do a book event with all Black authors, business owners, and we'll do a book signing in August. So we're very excited.
Right. That is amazing. You said that'll be in Dallas?
In Dallas.
You should do one in Florida too. Like.
Give me the audience. I'll be there. I would love to come to Florida.
Right. No, that's amazing. Because I haven't seen anything like that here in the state. And not to go into politics, but it's been crazy here. So I'm glad Dallas is able to celebrate and honor authors who are people of color, who are, you know, making a statement in the stance and what have you. So amazing. Awesome. We're definitely going to continue to talk to you throughout the week. If you tuned in to Monday, we kind of go into some breaking news that took place with the China kind of attacking Guam and the United States. So great conversation. Tune in for our next topic. We're going to go and talk about how June is a themed month when it comes to cybersecurity, and you have a symposium coming up. So we definitely want to continue the conversation. Hit us up by our name on the websites. Again, we're on Heroes Media Group now, so if you want to check us out there. But we're available wherever you listen to podcasts. And then we're going to talk to you about your podcast on Friday. So definitely tune in for that episode. We're going to have all the links to all of your socials, as well as you can hit me up. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy on Clubhouse, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And then I have a webinar coming up. So if you are all into GBLA and those safeguard rules that kick in on the 9th of June, definitely tune in for that one. It'll be on the 1st. So we're giving it to you a week early, letting you know what you need to do to get your institution right. So stay safe, stay secure.